All right, update on the injury report. Omar Bolden left the game with a concussion, did not return. Willis McGahee, right knee, will further evaluate that. He did not return. Questions?
Willis was right blank at one point. Was he going to try to come back in the second half?
Who's that?
Willis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it kind of swelled up, so we're just going to be it was precautionary. We didn't put him back in. We'll evaluate it more moving forward, and you know, I won't know any more than I do right now.
Coach, at this point, where you not get that field goal attempt right before the half?
You know, I think that's something we're going to have to practice more. You know, I don't think we located the umpire quite quickly enough, and then, but you know, that's on us. We got to do a better job preparing our players in that situation. Yeah, I thought, you know, Lance Ball stepped in, Ronnie Hillman, and did a good job. We were, you know, shorthanded there. You know, we even had emergency scenarios ahead in case something happened to one of those guys. But, you know, that's what happens in football games. You know, Willis goes down, and both those guys, I think, did journeyman jobs.
Is there a concern if Willis can't go for a week or two that the running game is still going to be okay?
I mean, we get concerned about everything. I mean, this is a week-to-week profession, and you know, we got another tough division game in Kansas City. You know, I think you know, we've got no Sean Marino that wasn't active today. You know, we've got Jeremiah Johnson on the practice squad, so you know, we got guys we feel good about, and you know, we'd love to have Willis, and you know, obviously that's a blow if we don't, but you know, we feel good about the running back position. No, I mean, in this league, you're two games away from disaster is what I know. So, you know, all we're doing is looking 1 week at a time. And, you know, if we can continue to win, then, you know, when the season's over, we'll know.
Having not seen the film yet, just first thoughts on DJ's play today?
Yeah, I thought he had a great week of preparation. You know, the guy obviously worked diligently while he was away from us. We were very happy to have him back. You know, he you know, made a mistake, paid his dues, and, you know, without looking at the tape, you know he made a good play on a run-through, on a run over to the towards their bench. That comes to mind from field level, but, again, until I look at the tape, I won't be able to totally evaluate it, but it seemed good.
Bob Miller's game, as much as well as he's
you know, I mean, it's a long list. You know, he's a very talented guy. You know, last year I thought he made a big splash as a rookie. You know, I think he probably played 7 or 8 games, really one-handed. You know, and I think he's just gotten better. Richard Smith, our linebacker coach, has done a terrific job with him. They have a great relationship. You know, and, you know, the supporting cast, we got a good bunch of guys in that locker room, and in particularly at the linebacker position.
Anything else?
Was it close on Elvis today, or did you have a pretty good feel?
Yeah, I thought we had a pretty good feel, you know, Friday's practice, and we went with it. And, you know, I know that was a huge play at the end that he made for us. And hopefully he'll just get stronger and stronger.
Thank you.